what you hope students glean from this experience being in this class.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about today.
Sure. Really what I want the students to take away from the multimedia experience is just learning how leadership and innovation is such an intricate part of their futures. They go through school and they learn lots of things, and we're super blessed at FAM. We really are. We have so many different classes kids can take. Our administration does a fantastic job of giving different outlets for different students. But to have a class where they can work on being innovative and being leaders and being able to take that outside these doors for their futures, I think that's priceless. It doesn't matter if they're going to be going to college or they're going to be going to a trade school or the military or the workforce. It doesn't matter. Leadership and innovation is something you'll take with you forever. And no matter what life throws at you, you're going to be able to roll with the punches, and you're going to be able to talk to people about experiences, and just it'll open more doors for these guys for their futures.
Specific to the event today,
sure.
Do they get carte blanche as far as what they want to do as their project?
Well, throughout each semester, the students have contracts, and the contracts are really based off of STEAM. And STEAM is pretty common, but what I also put on top of that is I call it a plus W, and the plus W is writing or communication. So with each thing that they do, they have the opportunity to say, hey, Mr. Huber, I'm interested in learning this. I don't so much care about the project. I want to know what they're going to learn. And I want them to get excited about learning things. And they show me, okay, within each contract, here's how I'm going to be using science or technology or engineering. And that's that whole piece of innovation. So we have to come in agreement. So every student has something completely different that they're doing every day. So I'm pretty moving around quite a bit, helping them kind of meet those challenges and then figuring things, helping them learn how to figure things out for themselves. And then, of course, the writing part, the leadership pieces. At the end of it, I want you to tell me your story. What was this journey like during your contract that you can share with other people? I know I've talked about this quite a bit with other people. You know, you may have the best idea in the world or the best project in the world or whatever. That doesn't mean anything if you can't talk to other people about it and share your experience, because that allows other people to learn from you. So that's kind of how each contract and each process goes for each student.
It is encouraging that despite all the special things that occur here, you still need to know how to write, to read, to communicate.
Absolutely.
It's still key.
Absolutely. Another thing we talk about in here, because there's so many things, the kids really start to understand there's a lot of things with engineering and technology and things that they never even anticipated, how they go together. But again, at FEM, we're so blessed. We've got great teachers, great educators, great experiences for the kids to learn. An example would be math, learn how to do math. And then once they start doing projects, they get to see, oh, that's why that was important. Let's see how math is actually being used now that you know how to do it. And it all becomes a circle, and you see their eyes going, oh, I see how this works now. This makes sense. And all that stuff is just a really enjoyable experience. But again, the kids have to be on board. They've got to want to go through this. And I'm super blessed that I've got a great group again this year that's willing to go through those trials of ups and downs and learning from those experiences and those trials.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, and
Thank
congratulations.
You, sir. Thank you very much.